Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny and very troubled planet. As always, we are thrilled to have the expertise and guidance of astronomer Christopher Phillips. And wouldn't you know, he joins us again right now. We've got him on the line. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn can be seen in the east after sunset, with Mars rising also in the east at around 10 p.m. The moon is passing through its new moon phase this week, so conditions will be perfect for stargazing.
And we need to strap ourselves in because this is going to be somewhat of a dangerous voyage. I understand we are headed into the asteroid belt.
Indeed. And if you remember, way back in 2015, we reported on the exciting images from Ceres, which were obtained by NASA's Dawn spacecraft. This marked a tremendous wave of science from the dwarf planet, which is located, as you said, in the asteroid belt. What was really exciting about the first images from Ceres is that they seem to indicate that there may be vast quantities of possibly frozen water beneath the surface. Well, after years of study, planetary scientists have announced that there is an entire ocean of liquid water on Ceres, and they are calling it one of the most profound discoveries in planetary science.
This sounds very exciting, Chris. Now, first explain, how does this stay liquid so far from the sun?
Well, put simply, it's incredibly salty. And as we know, salt water has a lower freezing point than fresh water. Along with the salt, there are also compounds called hydrates that modify heat transfer mechanisms within the planet. All of these things help keep Ceres' ocean liquid.
So Ceres is about as big as Texas. So how big is the ocean? And what's the temperature, you think, of the water there?
Current estimates put it similar in size to the Great Salt Lake in Utah, which is actually pretty big.
Wow.
However, Ceres' ocean is much deeper, with an estimated depth of 25 miles in places. Much, much deeper than any ocean on Earth. And I imagine it's pretty cold.
Man, you've got to believe there's a whole bunch of life just teeming in this ocean, huh?
Well, it's incredibly exciting, and we may soon find out. In light of this discovery, both NASA and the European Space Agency are now proposing missions to land on Ceres and find out exactly what's going on. Now, the cool thing is, Ceres is a lot closer than the moons of the outer planets, and so this mission is much more feasible than, say, a mission to the moon Europa around Jupiter. If this mission gets a thumbs up, it will depart Earth sometime towards the end of the decade.
And take how long you think to get there?
It'll probably take a few years.
Okay. It is Christopher Phillips, another fun and fascinating Stargazer report. Thanks so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week, and you can catch Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.